I literally walked through the doors into the arms of an open free sandwich, which was very nice. It was actually a closed sandwich, super tasty. And I'm here before anything's actually officially started. 45 minutes to go yet, the £1.40 conference. And Toby, you're here, laptop open. Final preparations?
Yep, I'm just wondering if you paid £1.40 for that sandwich.
I did pay on the website last night, which everybody should have done to register to come here. Where does the money go?
It's going to a DEC charity, but it's all the money goes to them. There's no costs at all, so it's 100% to them. Brilliant. So everything we raise.
Excellent. And so for those of you know out there that have just clicked on this in Gum Gum Land who have no idea what £1.40 conference is about, Can we have a synopsis?
Basically what we're interested in, we've been talking about social media for a long time, and what we wanted to do was come together and say, how is it actually changing the world? How does it change politics? How does it change the re-engagement, you know, the electorate and the politicians? How has the relationship changed? Same with news. How is it that that we are finding news perhaps before the journalists? How are they using that? How is our experiences changing? And then we're going to pick a third topic, which is going to be sourced from the crowd about, you know, another thing that we want to talk about. But it's really a kind of, you know, social media, so what? What is it actually doing to change our lives? And I think that's an important consideration. And because of that, we've done an on-conference. So it's a conversation, not a presentation. It's about conversations amongst the crowd, framed briefly at the beginning, you know, by a subject matter expert, but rather than sitting through long, boring presentation.
There's going to be a fascinating audience and a group of participators here today, one of the same. You're going to have journalists, you're going to have bloggers, you're going to have bloggers that are now journalists. You've got the people that kind of blur the gap in between. Will the discussions be just as much around content absorption and as creation?
Yeah, I think it's going to be about everything, isn't it? I mean, it would be fascinated to see what questions we're offered to debate. But I think it is about what happens in the gaps. You know, we know how journalism works. We know how politics works. We know how all of those things work. But when we, the audience, become participants, it fundamentally changes the dynamic. You know, Clay Shirky said, when you change the way you communicate, you change society. You know, that's a big deal, and we're here to talk about that.
What do you think about the recent TechCrunch article that I think Paul Carr wrote, where he commented on the massacre that occurred in America, and the citizen journalists can't handle the truth. Did you see any of that?
No, I didn't. I was at a trade show in the US. I think difficult to know with Paul Carr. He's, you know, some of that is link bait, some of that is, you know, let's get a debate going, and he's certainly done that, as he's done before, so, you know, I'm not going to comment on the detail of it, but, you know, I'm sure he's got people talking.
Yeah, definitely. Interesting you should say that. It's interesting just to see a lot of the topics flying up. It used to be the Daily Mail that used to concentrate on, this is really going to get people's backs up. But it's happening more and more as the internet is just becoming, you know, awash with people vying for eyes. Let's drag the eyes here, no matter what the cost. Do you think social media wheedles a lot of that out?
No, I think any new medium has both good and bad about it. I mean, you go back to pen and paper, you can write poetry and you can sign death warrants. So, you know, I don't think it definitely changes the dynamics, and it opens up the opportunity for the guy who used to light it red. Write a letter to the Times to have his say more vociferously online, but I think that there are things that become the truth because everyone online says it without it necessarily being the truth. But on the other hand, it brings a real authenticity to many conversations and re-engages the politician and the electorate, and that's the bit that excites me.
Me too, and I like to think that we've nurtured our networks and not just grabbed links to anybody and everybody, because it's with our networks we can decide amongst ourselves where the credibility lies, at least I hope so. We can speculate till the cows come home.
Yeah, of course, but that's what we're here to do. Exactly. I mean, that's why it's going to be fun, you know, I'm really looking forward to it.
Not long to go, more people coming through the door, Mr. Lloyd Davis. I might grab him for a word in a moment. Thank you very much.
All right, mate, no problem.
A quick note on the end of this then, dec.org.uk stands for the Disaster Emergency Committee. Check them out. All of the money, as Toby said, is going to them. And that's a good thing.